The page that you received now is from the Rav Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Rav Hilchas Tamei Torah, Perek Dalad, Seif Gimel. Because Rav Kook's Torah here is based upon a mitzvah that is found at great length in the Kabbalah Svar, but has even made its way into Halacha, not only into Shulchan Aruch HaRav. All of us, of course, know that the Rav is a Mekubal Eloki, not just into Shulchan Aruch HaRav, but also to the Behetiv. If you look at the Behetiv of Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Sim Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph, the beginning of the Behetiv and Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph in Aruch Chaim, he brings this also, because this is something that is found in the Kisvei Ha'ari, Alpi the Zohar Kaddish, and it's the basis of what Rav Kook talks about here. So, if we just learn this sentence and then go into the Arisa Tshuva, it'll be a little bit clearer, I hope. It'll be a little bit easier. In this halacha, the Tanya is talking about, the Rav is talking about the inyan of learning Torah lishma and observing mitzvahs lishma for the right reason, for the right purpose, for the highest reason, and the inyan of being Isaac in Torah mitzvah afilu shaloi lishma, even if it's not for the best reason. For other reasons, to get a reputation or to whatever it might be. And he's going through this whole inyan, this whole halacha. And then at the end of the halacha, he says, "Vekach omru chachmei kabbalah." You have this. Look inside. "Vekach omru chachmei kabbalah, shekol ha'Torah mitzvos." Now get ready for this. This is a little bit upsetting, but mitzvah. By 9 o'clock it'll be okay, I hope. "V'kach amru chachmei ha'Kabbalah, shekol ha'Torah mitzvos, she'adam aisa ba'aydei rasha." The chachmei Kabbalah taught that all of the Torah learning and all of the mitzvos that a person does while he's still in the category ba'aydei rasha. So, kind of, what does it mean to be a rasha? But all of the Torah mitzvahs during the time that a person, all the Torah mitzvahs that he does while he's still a Rasha, afshe ma'isef koyach beklipais lefi shah, for the time being, while he has still not gotten himself out of that bechina of being a Rasha, he's not only is he not bringing about any repair in all the ilamas, but according to the Chachmei HaKabbalah, he is Maisiv Kach Beklipis. He's adding strength and energy to the side of impurity. So the Rosha that sits and learns Torah, or the Rosha that's being Mekayim Mitzvahs, not only is he not adding to the holiness of the world, but he's actually bringing into the world more impurity. Lefi Shah, for that time, for the time being. Mikol Mokum, nevertheless, Kishiyach Zarachakech B'Tshuva. When this Rasha afterwards does Tshuva, now here the Tanya says it, Kishiyach Zarachakech B'Tshuva. If you look at the end of the 39th parak in Tanya, there he says, Shesoifai Lasis Tshuva. He doesn't say, over here he says kishiyase when he does tshuva. Over there he says bevada ishesoyfer lasis tshuva. That's the lashon you'll check there at the end of Perek Lamentes and Tanya. Shebevada soyfer lasis tshuva. That certainly, ultimately the Rosh will do tshuva. So when this person does tshuva, kishiyase achakich b'tshuva. So you might ask, what do you mean? There are people that die Rishayim. The people that die and it seems that they didn't do any tshuva. So he continues, Begilgal zeh or Begilgal acher. He'll do tshuva eventually, either in this Gilgal, in this present trip to the world, or Begilgal acher, or in a future Gilgal. K'mesh Kosev, as he says in Shmuel Beis Novi, Ki lo yidach mimenu nidach. That no Jew is utterly banished. Ki lo yidach mimenu nidach. Everybody will eventually come back. At some point. So when this person comes back, as I might say me haklipa, kol hatayr v'amitzvus, v'chayzim l'kedusha b'chazarasa. When he does tshuva, he takes out from the realm of the klipas, of the husks, of the tumah, of the impurity, he extracts, he redeems all of the Torah mitzvahs that were stuck in the klipas, all the Torah that he learned when he was a Rasha, and all the mitzvahs that he was mekayim, va'oydai Rasha while he was still a Rasha. So the Rav says that when he does tshuva, he's able to redeem all of the Torah mitzvahs from the klipa, and all of the Torah mitzvahs is restored and returns to the realm of holiness. And the practical lemaise nafkimina of this is the last sentence. Therefore, no matter what you're going through in life, no matter, God forbid, what aveiros are, whether you see yourself chalila as a rasha or not, never ever stop learning Torah and never hold back from doing mitzvahs. Do what you could do. Because even though it's true that that for this time, while you're still a Rasha, we're not going to define, what does that mean, a Rasha? But while you're still chalila in that state of being a Rasha, all of the Torah mitzvahs goes to the klipas. All of it goes to the klipas. In other words, in the other side, the sitrach is making a whole rikud. It's a scary thing. All of it goes to the other side. But Vadai, as he says in Tanya, Soifa Lasis Tshuva. And when the person does Tshuva, whether in this Gilgal or in another Gilgal, all will be taken out, all will be lifted up, and all will be redeemed. Therefore, La'ilam, a person, Ein La'ilam Noy Malasik La'ilam, you should always, always learn and daven. At some point, it's all going to be fixed. This statement of the Rav, by the way, is very controversial. And it's the subject of a tremendous amount of Shakla Vatari among the poskim. This is one of the rare one of the few instances in Shulchan Aruch Rav where, well, the Alter Rebbe makes his way in there, right? The Rav is the Pesik, is the Rav, and then sometimes the Alter Rebbe comes out. So generally, like when you look in the Be'ahetiv in Archaim, it just says that everything that the Rasha learns and all of his mitzvahs go to the Tumah, go to the Klipas. The idea of that would be that who needs your Torah, who needs your mitzvahs? Malach HaLasaper, like brings Pesukim, that the Baruch Shalom says, I don't need your Torah mitzvahs, keep your Torah mitzvahs, because whatever you're learning, whatever mitzvahs you're doing, it goes anyway to it adds to the Karchas of Tumah. So that's where it ends in the Behetiv, and that's where it ends in most of the Sforim where it's quoted. The Balatanya adds on this Inyan, of course, that La'olam, that since there's going to be a Tikkun, that a person should always, always learn, and always daven, and everything in the end will have an Aliyah, Kishayasichu, when the person does Shur.
The other souls you shouldn't learn?
I'm sorry?
The other souls you shouldn't learn.
Pashtus says that. They didn't say that. They didn't add that sentence at the end. That's a very important sentence, the last sentence.
Mahatkamina.
It's a big nafkimina. You know, just close up shop and retire. It's a big nafkimina.
What about the whole idea of mitoch lo lishma balishma?
Yes,
this is the Indian.
You have a Shulchan Aruch Rav. I'll be glad that we have here. You can take mine. It's a whole. It's a big Indian. It's a big Indian. Mitoch shelo lishma balishma. Who's that talking about, and so on? That's what the sif is about. I just want to. It's not time to go into it. We're not going into that right now. But you'll take a look for yourself. Now let's learn. Let's learn Arzat Shuvah. Al pi yisayid harozim. I just want to break you into this a little bit slowly, so we have to learn the Shulchan Aruch Harav a little. Perikid Aleph, Sifav, Alpi Yisayit HaRazim. Upon the foundation of the teachings of the secrets of Torah. Alpi Yisayit HaRazim, Kol Maisei HaTov, meaning Alpi Kabbalah. Kol Maisei HaTov Shal HaRasha Harlech L'Makayim HaRisha V'Hatuma. Any good thing that a Rasha does only goes to the place of evil and of impurity. Kol Maisei HaTov Shal HaRasha Harlech L'Makayim HaRisha V'Hatuma. And then he says, Af Alpi Shebechol Zayis Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekapech Eschar V'Meshalom Lei Be'olam Hazeh. There's a klal, there's a rule in Shas, and how Hashem Yisbarach conducts the world. Means that even the tiniest little good thing that anybody does, even a Rasha, the Gemara says, the Gemara is clearly talking about a Rasha, means that whatever good that a person does, he gets rewarded for. There's no such thing. The Baruch Hashem keeps the Cheshem. And any good thing could be the biggest Rasha, and he helped somebody cross the street, carry somebody's bags. The Baruch Shalom has a cheshbon. The Gemara says, "Ein the Baruch Mekapes Chakal Birya." It means that Baruch Shalom doesn't withhold any wages. Everybody gets paid. Anything good you do, you get paid. But the chiluk is, "Ein the Baruch Mekapes Charo Misham LeBa'alam Hazeh." The Baruch Shalom will pay the person in this world. In this world, meaning that we know that Rishayim. Rishayim, oftentimes it seems to us that Rishayim have it even better in this world. That in this world things go well for the Rasha. So the Baruch Shem's not mekapech schar kol birya. So whatever good, and every Jew does good things, even the worst Rasha does many good things. So Rav Kook says, so therefore the Rasha gets paid even for the tiniest little mitzvah that he did in this world. He gets But Rav Kook says, but all of this is the way of evil. In other words, that's not a good arrangement. It's not such a good arrangement, you know, because sof kol sof, this whole world is only a couple of years. And just to play around with some, you know, to play around with some stocks and you know, and a big basement and a nice car, it's chaval al azman, you know. So Rav Kook says, you know, that's chelak harisha. The deal is that the Rosh gets rewarded in this world for any little mitzvah that he did. That's the deal. But that's the arrangement that the Baruch Shalom made. But at the same time, the Torah and mitzvahs of the Rosh, it's a pachet. The Torah and the mitzvahs of the Rosh are moisif klech leklipas, are strengthening the power of evil in the world. Are being mechazik the kaychas harish of ra in the world. And this Rosh sits and learns and davens. He does mitzvahs. It's moisif kaych to the klipas. And afal pichen, he can get good things in this world because the Baruch Shalom made an arrangement. Even though you should know that your Torah mitzvah is causing more sorrows to the world and to the entire universe, afal pichen, what you did, you're going to get paid for in this world.
Can you give us a little idea of what it means in Russia? Because you know,
it's not you. For sure not you.
But. No, but. Because there's a Russia learning and davening, so you know.
So we're not talking about someone some guy from the street. We're talking about someone that's learning and davening, right? Because we're talking about a person that's doing mitzvahs and masim tovim. So it might even be someone who's Orthodox, yeah, officially Orthodox. That's learning and he's doing mitzvahs.
Stole the lulav.
I can't.
He stole the lulav.
Lulav
Hagazel. Lulav.
So the question is a fair question. And obviously all of us, when we're reading this, we're thinking, I just want to make sure that I'm not in this sentence. Is there any way I can get out of this sentence, or I don't want to be in it? And how do you disassociate yourself from this sentence? You know? And when I first saw this many years ago in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, so I was, I remember the impact it made on me. It was a very, very, it still does. It's just a very strong thing, and it's, and the scary thing is, it's not the opinion of the Baal Tanya or the Behetiv. The Arizal didn't have opinions. You understand? I don't know how to explain that. Is the yeah or the name, like we say, it was or it wasn't. The Arizal only described what exists and what doesn't exist. He wasn't saying, I have a feeling there's something like this going on. He was saying, this is it. This Moisif Koyach. That definition of a Rasha obviously changes, even though we have certain things, and one can look in the Rambam. There are halachas. I mean, I'm not.
The Tanya.
The first parak in Tanya, even a person at the time that he's mevatel, that he's not learning and he could be learning, at that time he's called a Rasha. If you could be learning that moment and you're not learning, the Tanya says you're called a Rasha. He says even under Rabbanim. Look at the first parak in Tanya. Even under Rabbanim, the person's over the Rabbanim, that Peshas Mais is a Rasha. That's why a person, when you sit down to learn, but keep in mind that when the Rav and Rav Kook said over here about doing tshuva, every single day, every single morning when you come to learn, or whenever it is during the day, take off 5 seconds and say, Rabbi Yishalom, Hachzireni b'tshuva shleima lefanecha. Because ever since I learned that, that's what I do. Before you start to learn, before you start to daven, before you go sit in the sukkah, before you do a mitzvah, say, Rabbi Yishalom, in English, whatever you want, help me, I want to do tshuva. To be mahar b'tshuva. To at least want to do tshuva. But we shouldn't chalila be b'shas ma'isa in that gedder, in that category of a rasha, because if a person is mahar b'tshuva, so for that moment it removes this. Even if God forbid we're in that category chalila, that's why I'm afraid to answer the question, because it's a very big inyan, the definition of a rasha. I can give you chaimer to look at. There's a sefer where all of the chaimer was gathered together to help explain. He used to be the Mashgiach in Shalavim, a very, very chosh of a person, Rav Tzviel Weiss, a big Talmud Chacham. And he has Aitzus HaMusa. I mean, what we have to know, Lemaisa, is that it's important that before you sit down to learn, before you go to be Mekayim a Mitzvah, it's important to stop and for a second just to be mahar b'tshuva. You don't have to, even if you don't say it, but certainly dibur is better. But if you just think, and that all of my Torah mitzvahs should be oila, that all of my Torah mitzvahs should be parachin la'ela, should be able to rise up to the Rebbeinu Shalom, not chalila to go down. So it's a very, very important lamaisa. And then if you're mahar b'tshuva, because we know that even a hira tshuva is kemekadosh, at least it's a suffic illusion that I'm a tzaddik, to mekadosh a woman, right? To mekadosh a woman, one could betroth a woman, even a person's arush his entire life, and he says only in the condition that he's a tzaddik, so it is a suffic illusion, because shema hira b'tshuva, because it could be that moment he had a hira tshuva. The lemaisev that is that a person who's mahar b'tshuva, so then it's able for that mitzvah, for that moment of learning to take away this problem, and that he should daven that all of his Torah and his mitzvah should go up and not chalila to the wrong place. But it's even though this is very frightening, it's very important that we be conscious of it, because we're not children. And as I said, the Arizal is not stating any opinion, he's describing the reality. The Gedorim of Arusha in our times, as I said, things change, because many of us now, it's not Chalila, it's not willful, intentional Rishus, it's that there's terrible Bilbulim and our lack of learning and our confusion. I'm not it's kama v'kama those Jews who never went to yeshiva, never learned, and they're mechal Shabbos chalila, and they're doing all these averus that they never learned, they don't know. So even though there's a big machlokes aposkim, how to define api aloch, how do we define these Jews that were raised without Torah mitzvahs? So certainly there are those great poskim that hold that many, most of these people are not in the category of being rishoyim. And what about all of us who learned in yeshiva? We know these things. And so these are discussions that are in the poskim, and I could give you Mar Mekaymus. But certainly lemaisa, everybody should try to be mahar b'tshuva. The tshuva shouldn't be something that's just, you know, Rosh Hashanah time. It's like, you know, you build a sukkah, and you have milchik shuas, and you do tshuva Rosh Hashanah, you know. It's kol yom of the tshuva. Kol yom of the tshuva. All of our lives, every minute. That's what the whole Arius tshuva is about. That's why we see there's not only something to learn by Elul. It's kol yomein of the tshuva, every minute. So Rav Kook says that this is the way of evil. This is the arrangement that Hashem Yisbarach made. That on the one hand, he's adding fuel to the fires of Gehenna, of impurity with all of his Torah mitzvahs. But at the same time, the Baruch Shalom gives him what he needs. In this world, he gets rewarded for whatever good he did. That's the bad stuff. But of course, Rav Kook will never, ever leave us like that. So look what he says. Now, it's still painful, but it's getting better. Kal v'chaymer shekol oven v'chet shel tzaddik, infinitely more so. That any little aveir, any, God forbid, big aveir, any aveir that a tzaddik does in this world, af al pi sheba'aretz yeshulam, even though in this world, he'll be held accountable. Remember, the Rosh gets rewarded for every little mitzvah in this world, so he could have a great time. The tzaddik is held accountable. Everybody's held accountable for everything. But the way that the arrangement that the Baruch Shalom made with the tzaddik is that kol oven v'chet shel tzaddik, any aveira of a tzaddik, af al pi sheba'aretz yeshulam, even though he'll have to be punished in this world. And not only will he have to be punished, but it says in Pasuk, Usvivav nis'aram ha'aid, around him there are raging storms. That means that the closer you are to the Baruch Shalom, the more are raging storms. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik with the tzaddik, with those who are close to him, kechuta sa'ar. Those who are close to him are in the raging storm means that if a person is a tzaddik, the tzaddik is living in the palace of the king. His life is spent in the king's chamber, and around the king there are raging storms. And anybody who does something wrong, even slightly wrong, in the chamber of the king, the diktuk hadin is very strong. The din is very, very strong in this world. V'svivav nis'ara ma'ayid, around him there are raging storms. Mikol makom, nevertheless, hakol hoylech midin mida toivim meruba. The way that the Baruch Shalom treats the tzaddik with the midas hadin in this world, all of that is part of the mida toivim umeruba. That's all part of what of toiv, of what's good. In other words, with the Rosh, everything about the Rosh is bad. So the Torah mitzvah that he does, it goes to the klipas. Even the fact that he gets some good stuff in this world, that's all a chelik of the bed. It's just, here, take this and get out of here. Al pnei sonei la'avidai. Take and get out of here. It's all part of bed. But the tzaddik, everything with the tzaddik is good. So even the suffering of the tzaddik in this world, that comes from usvivav nis'ara ma'ayid, from the raging storms that are experienced by those who are close to Hashem, that are in the king's chamber, That's also, that's midin, midat tovim ru, but that's good. That's good. And the emes of tzaddikim appreciate that. Even though it's far from our way of understanding, they appreciate that. That whatever aveiros there are or were should be removed in this world, in this lifetime. But all of it is ultimately lechazek ulegadol or hakodesh v'hatayv. It's all for the sake of strengthening and increasing the light of holiness and good. It's all in that program of good, of tayv. We can understand regarding the generality of the nations of the world. There's also in the first parak of Tanya, Shekol Toiva Shel Uma Risha Mechazek Esiyas Arisha Ha'ilam Is. Any good thing that an evil nation does only strengthens the domain of the world's evil. The nations of the world in general are evil. There are exceptions. The nations of the world in general are not driven by the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. Their motivations are coming from a place of riches. In general. I'm not saying in any individual person, but in general, there are wonderful, wonderful people too. And the Chassidim Masayim too. But in general, the world is the world of Malchus HaRisho. And therefore, any good that in Umar Risho, there are nations, just like you have individuals who are in the category of Tzaddikim HaRishoim, Abeinanim, so too, there are nations that are in the category of what? Of Rishoim. There are certain nations that are in the category of Rishoim. That means, that in that nation, of course, there are this individual, that, but the general klal, the klolius of that nation is, it's an Umar Risho. It's an evil nation. And any good that comes from the Umar Risho, everybody's in America now in the State Department, everybody is running to try to say something nice about France, because France is upset about what's happening in Lebanon with Syria, yeah? You know why the French are upset what's happening in Lebanon. It has nothing to do with Taif. It has to do with their own interests in Lebanon. So now all the politicians in America are saying, wow, our friends, the French, such good friends. Look how they're upset about what's happening in Lebanon, the poor Lebanese, that the Lebanese are not Bala Bechir, that the Syrians are running the show over there, the Rishoyim, and the French understand this. We don't have to use our imagination to hear this sentence. Kol toiv shalom rishon mechazek esiyas arisha ilam. That's all. Why is that? Because chesed lumim chatas. That's the pasuk. That's what he brings in the first parak. And that's Gemara in Bava Basra talks about that. Everybody knows the. It says chesed lumim means even the kindness of the nations. Chatas is a sin. Even the good that they're doing is a sin. Not everyone. He's talking about an Umar Risho. The tiny sounds like he's talking about everyone. But here it doesn't say. He says the Umar Risho. Chesed lumim chatas. So everybody knows that what happened there, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the Lag BaOmer Gemara, right, and Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel. So they were talking about what the Romans were doing. Look how wonderful are the actions of this nation. One of the Chachamim said that they build bridges and make bathhouses. And you know, they're fixing up Eretz Yisrael. It's nice. Eretz Yisrael is looking better than it ever did before. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said that all the bridges are to collect taxes because they're thieves. And they're fixing up the streets so they could have prostitutes. And they're making the bathhouses. It's all tumah. It's all tum. And then he had sorrows because of Yehuda Megarim informed on him and he had to run away. And from all of that we have the Zohar HaKadosh, right? Baruch Hashem. Lag BaOmer. But Kol taiva shel umer rishon mechazekes yis harisha ha'ilomis. Any good that an evil nation does strengthens the domain of the world's evil. V'chesed l'umem chatos. Ubi Yisrael? When it comes to Yisrael, Goy tzadik shomer emunim, it says in Pasuk in Yeshaya. A righteous nation committed to faithfulness. The Jewish people are defined, even though we have yechidim, individuals who are unfortunately not tzaddikim. But the nation, the Chlolius, is called Goy Tzadik Shomer Emunim, a righteous nation committed to faithfulness. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Medaktik Im Svivav Kichut Asayra, as we learned before, the Baruch Shalom is very, very demanding of those who are near him. Kichut Asayra, like a hair's breadth, meaning that every tiny little thing the Baruch Shalom pays attention to. There's nothing that doesn't catch Hashem's eye when it comes to Yisrael, because those who are close, and the Jewish people as a people are close to him. Yisrael am krayvay. So the Baruch Shalom is medaktik im sviva kichut asayra ubechlalusam, and as a people in general, rak eschem yedaiti mikol mishpuches ha'adama. That's what it says b'feirush and posik in Amos. Rak eschem yadaiti, only you I know. Mikol mishpachais ha'adama, from all of the families of the earth, from all nations, only you I know, meaning only you am I close to, Hashem says. Rak eschem yadaiti. And sometimes we wish he wouldn't know us so well. But the Baruch Shalom says, "Rak eschem yadati mikol mishpachais ha'adama, al kein." And because I'm so close to you, and because I know you so well, al kein efkayd aleichem es kol avinaseichem. Therefore, I count and pay attention to every single sin, every single aver that has to be finished in this world. Now he goes, listen, how he goes, weiter. But this is all part of the Toiv. This is all part of the Ma'areches HaToiv, of the system of good. Hare kol chayt shabo mimakar kazeh, shiru by Toiv. Every sin of any Jew comes mostly from good. Any sin of any Jew, kol chayt, Shabami Makar Kazesh Rubai Taiv. Mashu Aisha the MS Bipniusa Kulahu Taiv. Since the Pnimius, the inner essence of a Jew, is Kulai Taiv. Therefore, everything that comes from a Jew in Pnimius is Taiv. Is good. In that sin, in any sin that a Jew does, yesh bay be'emes, begins a pnimiyusay or godl Yeshua Rabbah. In this secret place of its innermost hidden place of that sin, there is a great light and great salvation. That's what Rav Kook is going to come to again here, that we've been talking about, that he's been talking about a lot. That's how it's possible that Zidonis Nasna Kazachi is that all of your Averis, when you do tshuva, can be transformed to great mitzvahs. Because in the Avera itself, the Pnimius Shabbat Pnimius of the Avera is Toiv, is good. We don't know when we see a person what the motivation was, the inner point. However, every action of a Jew is good, but of course he's held responsible for all the klipas, for all the peels and filth and shmutz that. And we learned this many, many times in the Svarim HaKadoshim over the years. The Baal Shem HaKadosh, how often he spoke about both and the Taldus and Vainayim and all the Svarim. Ahava Nefula. Right? You look at a guy, and he's got himself this little girlfriend, and it's very, very bad stuff going on. Or even a person, God forbid, who's married, and he's unfaithful, chalila. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh explained that unfaithfulness to his wife, or that impurity with the girl, all of that comes from the sphere of chesed. It all comes from the longing and the desire of a Jew to be good and to give and to be able to love. But the love has fallen into the klipas. The shayrish is love. The shayrish is ahava, is chesed. But ahava is mislabish in foreign alien garments of unfaithfulness and tumah. But the shayrish is ahava. When you see a person who's greedy, can't give. So it comes from the sphere of gevurah, of holding back, of withholding. The shorish of that is Yerushalayim, is God, fear of God. The shorish of that is to hold back from doing something that one shouldn't do. It's restraint. But unfortunately, this midah is in galus, and it's wearing the levushim of being what? A stingy person. But the etzem, a yid is kulei toiv. That's not by the Umis Olam. That's not by the nations of the world. So even the chait of a yid, of a Jew, is in pnimius kulei toiv. And in ginzei pnimius, there's an or god of Yeshua Rabba, there's a great light and great salvation. And here he's referring to the Chazal in the Medrash Bereishis. Va'aveirosam shel shvatim kilkeles kol olam kula. The Medrash in Bereishis, here in Rabbi Filber's notes, it quotes the Medrash. Those of you who have it, you can look in footnote 31 if you have there. There's a tshuva with the notes from Rabbi Filber. The Medrash there says, Aveirosam shel shvatim zechur hi lailam. The Aveira of the shvatim, of Yosef's brothers, the Aveira, that they went to sell their brother. That Aveira is zechur hi lailam, is remembered forever. What does it mean remembered forever? In a bad way. So it says, tikva hi lailam, it gives hope to the world. The Aveira of the brothers, it gives hope to the world. You hear this? The mitzvahs of the Rishoyim causes anguish to the world. That's what we learn. And strengthens the klipas. The averus of the shvatim, of the tzaddikim, is zechur hilaylam and tikvu hilaylam. And the Medrash says, v'yeshu lech alechem, that we every year we have a hard time forgiving the shvatim for that, right? After they sell Yosef HaTzadik, they sit down and they wash and they eat. Whoever's paying attention to the laning, whoever's mavis sedra, when you see that pasuk, you say, it's bad enough you sold your brother, a ma'isa, and then you go ahead and you go straight from there to kosher delight? I mean, how do you explain that? And from that, so whatever the mefarshim and the tzaddikim explain in this far. But from that, v'yesh, the Medrash says, v'yesh v'lech alechem, ma'ach alechem l'chol b'yelam, that when they sat down to eat, after they saw the Yosef HaTzadik, they, in that act of eating, provided food for all future generations. That the all future generations would be able to eat from that meal that they had. Their cheshbon in selling Yosef HaTzadik had to do with the pnimius of the pnimius of Tov in the universe. And even that, to us, that bizarre act of eating, of sitting down to eat afterwards, so how could you eat? I mean, even if you're right, and even if you were right about Yosef HaTzadik and you thought he was this, you thought he was that, afal pichein, how do you have an appetite to eat after you sell your brother? Ki bechlal could you eat? So the Medrash says that v'yeshu lach alechem, ma'ach alechem l'chol bo'y olam. That's in the Bereishis Rabba, Parsha Pedal, in the Tanchuma, Parsha Kisisa, Yeshiva Achas Yoshua Be'etza Achas Limkaris Yosef Kilkalas Olam Sheva Shonim B'Shnei Ravim. The Medrash in Kisisa says that when they sat down, to eat that meal after they sold the Yosef et Tzadik. That's what was really providing the food for the 7 years of famine in Mitzrayim. But Yosef, the whole plan of Yosef et Tzadik, that they were able to have food for the years of famine, really, where did that food come from? That there was food left over, that they were able to save food, all of that. All of that abundance of food that they were able to put away and to store up, that came from when the brothers sat down to eat after they sold Yosef et Tzadik. That's what it says in the Medrash. Tanchuma kisisa. And then the Medrash says, Emavarasei and Kilkala v'hamidas ha'ilam z'chiyasei l'achas kama v'kama. If this is the good that came out from the Averis, could we imagine how much good comes out from their mitzvahs? And we don't even know their mitzvahs and Masantai. What do we know? Someone asks you, someone says you had a baby boy, Mazel Tov. Maybe you want to name, maybe you should name him God. Nah, I don't like that name. We don't even have very few Jews that are named after God. We don't have, we have no Hasagah. That's what I'm to have. The Bayas Hamashin has most of the name. God. But Zvulun, here and there. Right? We don't have a sogi of the mitzvahs of Masam Tovim. So the Medrash says that there are averus that gave, according to one view, to eat for the entire history of the world. And the Medrash Kisisa says for the 7 years of famine. That's from the avera. Because the pnimius, Shiva pnimius is kulei tov, and by the tzaddik, the pnimius is unbelievably more refined and holy and great. So they sat down to eat with their cheshem, whatever their cheshem was, they sat down to eat, and from that they were mechalkel, they gave life to the whole world. Ubelchol, we're reading back inside. Ubelchol parsha se'ibur. That's Nageta this year. Umulchol parashas ha'ibur yutzarcheim lefanecha. It's the Mishnah in Brachas on Chav Ches. What's that talking about? The Mishnah there is saying, well, first let me translate, that in the entire, that in the whole parasha of the leap year, may the needs of the Jewish people always be before you, Hashem. That's what it means. So what's that talking about? The Mishnah there in Brachas is talking about that Rabbi Yeshua said that when a person goes to a Makom Sakana, when a person knows that he has to go to, he's going to a dangerous place, he's going to go walk in a bad neighborhood, he has to be someplace bad, he's passing through, the people there, the enemy is fighting Christ, so he's walking through that place, he should say a tefillah ktsara, the Mishnah says. He says a short tefillah. And then, Hosha Hashem is Amechas, Amechas, Sheish Yisrael, Bechol Parshas, Ha'ibur Yutzarchem Lefanecha Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeh Tefillah. In other words, you can't daven Shemoneh Esrei. You stick around daven Shemoneh Esrei, you'll get killed. So you don't have time for the whole Shemoneh Esrei. So Yeshua says that when you're in a dangerous place, you can't daven the whole Shemoneh Esrei. So there's an abridged Shemoneh Esrei, a Tefillah Ktsara. And the Tefillah Ktsara is Hosha Hashem. I mean, everybody can say that all of life is dangerous. Maybe why can't we just say this one sentence now? Be it. So, if a person is in a place where he's in any physical danger, so Rabbi Yeshua says, he says a tefillah ktsara. Ha'isha Hashem is amcha, asheris Yisrael, v'chol parasha se'ibur, yiyut sarachayim lefanecha, baruch ato Hashem, shemeh tefillah. That it's a very amazing thing. V'chol parasha se'ibur. All this time I'm talking about this. So a person davens, Rabbi Shalom, save your people, the remnant of Israel. If you want to remind Rabbi Shalom, you first say, Rabbi Shalom, save me, I'm in a bad place, save me. Then you say, the remnant of Israel, meaning there aren't too many of us left, so you got to be careful. There aren't too many Jews left. So you say, save the Jewish people, the remnant of Israel. And then you say that in the whole parish of the Ibur, of the leap year, that may the needs of the Jewish people be in front of you. May you be thinking of the needs of the Jewish people. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Shemeh Tfil, who listens to our tefillahs. So I'm not going to go into the whole Indian, what's Parshas Eber doing over here, even though it's a nice time to talk about it, because we're mamash holding in Eber Yor, that it's a leap year, but we're now on the gvul of moving from other Rishon to other Sheni. But what Chazal say here is absolutely amazing. Mechol Parshas Ha'ibur, Chazal say over there, Afilu, that's much later in the Gemara, the Mishnah's on Chav Ches, the Gemara's on Lamed Tes, in Brachas. And the Gemara says, Afilu B'Shashem Oivrim Al Divrei Torah, The tefillah is called Parshas Ibur. Ibur comes from the word oiver. Oiver means to violate. B'chol Parshas Ibur means Rabbanu Shalom. Even at the moment that the mamish being over al divrei Torah, at the moment when Jews are, God forbid, sinning, yield tzarchayim lefanecha, that all of their needs should be before you. And Rashi explains over there that parsha se'ibur means shehein person la'aver, that they go and do, even when they go, parsha means to separate yourself, lifreish. Even when they separate, even when a Jew separates himself from the community and he goes and does aveiros, parshas ha'ibur, to be oivra aveiros, you call tzachem lefanach. You should still give them what they need. Baruch atah Hashem, shemei tefil. That's what Rav Kook is referring to over here. B'chol parshas ibur yitzachem lefanach. El shekachi amida. Back inside, shekachi amida. Shahatoiv vahabinyan. Yeah, so the tzaddik is saying over here, Rav Kook is saying that a Jew has the right to say such an audacious thing. It's mamish crazy to say such a thing. Rabbi Shalom, protect me. I'm not such a person that's worthy of anything. But Kaidim Kol Am Yid, I'm Sherius Yisrael, and I'm the one, and I'm left from the whole world of few Yidden that are still trying to keep mitzvahs, and still davening. That's Aleph and Beis. B'chol Parshas Ha'ibur, that you taught us that even at the moment of the Aveira, our needs are before you. So if Kook and this is telling us means that the reason that this is possible is because the Aveira itself, we're saying, Rabbi Shalom, even my Aveiras, you know. It's not an excuse, and you get punished for everything. Hashem Yirachem. It's not an excuse. There's a cheshbon for everything. But, Rabbi Shalom, you know that even my Aveiras, even when I'm doing an Aveira, it's still lefanecha. Meaning what? That it's coming from the pnimis of me, which is good. I don't know what happened to me though. I got lost. I made a wrong turn someplace. And I got into a bad neighborhood. But it's coming from the pnimish of a pnimius of who I am, which is taiv, which doesn't mean I'm allowed to do it. But it means, Rabbi Shalom, you know that the reason that I'm doing this avera, the pnimish of a pnimius of this avera, it's also good, and it's not because I'm rebelling against you. There's no such thing that a yid should want to go against Hashem. It can't be. It comes from a pnimius of taiv. Like I said before, the ahava that's fallen, the gvura that's fallen, the teferis that's fallen. You walk into somebody, you go to somebody's house, person has, you know, shows off, is showing off, he's got a $10 million house, and it's all kinds of unbelievable, you know, decorations, a chleis, all, you know. So it's the mid of teferis, like the beginning of Megillah Esther. Teferis, yikar, malchusai, all whatever it says over there, kreidmach, the whole covet of Ahasuerus. The party, golden beds, and all the things, and silver goblets. When a person shows you that, and he says, look, see all the teferis of my life. It's teferis nefula. It's teferis that's fallen. I once spoke about this about the Yushpizim, when I went through the seven spheres, and we spoke about each one, the Tzad HaTayv and the Tzad HaRa, of each of the spheres. Teferis. That a person doesn't misspoil, that he takes pride in certain things. So he took a wrong turn. So instead of taking pride in his tilm, which is called pe'er, he takes pride in his poodle, whatever it is that, you know, he thinks is gewaldig. You have a person that, in order for him to buy a suit, he has to go. He has to spend an hour, 2 hours looking at the suits on the. I'm not talking about women. That it's an Indian. It's a chashuv thing for a woman to. But for a man, you have a man that will stand looking at racks of clothing for an hour, for 2 hours. A bittle zman. What's he standing there looking? Whatever fits you, put it on. Again, what do you have to? But he takes his medaktik and everything. His mispar. He has this and he has a little. You have something. We have a little kerchief, you know, like that, and it just has to be at a certain angle, pointing to him. and then he's got everything just a certain way, and he's got to go like this, and fakir, if he sees a yeshiva bracha that, you know, the shoelaces are open and a little bit, you know, the sleeves, I don't want to show you mine because I know they're bad, but the sleeves are a little bit frayed, you know, and so he looks at his, so the yeshiva bracha is walking out of the yeshiva with his shoelace open and his shirt out, and his yarmulke has changed colors already 3 times. It was originally black, but now it's, I don't know what, from all the years. And the talis cotton shows through the white shirt different colors, right? But he's feeling so gewaldig because he just heard a shiur from his Rebbe, and he understood it because he prepared good for the shiur, and he understood the shiur. And he walks out into the street, and he feels like $1 million. $1 million. I understood Rebbe's shiur today. That was the pshat. I said, when I prepared my laning in the morning, I prepared Tysus. I learned Tysus right. I understood pshat and Tysus. And he's walking out to the street with his dirty shirt and the yarmulke and the chveis, things are falling out of his pockets. And the guy, the spiffy guy, walks by with a kerchief. I'm not making, by the way, if you like to do that, gesundheit, I don't mean anything bad about that. No. I'm just using it as a muscle. I'm sorry, obviously you're expensed though. So the guy walks by, the Polish guy walks by, and he looks at the yeshiva bracha, and the guy just walked out of, I don't know the names of fancy clothing stores. I can't say a fancy clothing store. I just like would say Size Sims or something, but I don't know anything. I don't know anything better than that. No, used to go to what's his name, Mo Ginsburg. That's what I used my mother used to take me, Mo Ginsburg. But they didn't let my mother in anymore, only me. My mother wasn't allowed until she was banished from Mo Ginsburg. I'll tell you at a different time that story. So guy comes out of this fancy clothing store, and he feels, his paris, mamish, peiroi alai, peiriolo. And he looks at himself, he spent an hour and a half, 2 hours, and he spent a good couple hundred dollars, and he got himself, and you know what, everything's perfect, he got the perfect tie. Because there's a special guy, there's a tie department in the store. He says, please, Mr. So-and-so, come this way. A man of your taste and of your refinement who buys such suits should only get the best tie. You think so? And the guy says to you, absolutely. And then you walk over to the tie section. And there's a whole guy that his whole mahus is just neckties. He went to, you know, necktie university. And he says, and then you stand there for another hour, the necktie. And he comes out into the street, and he just has everything, and tailored while you wait. While it was on him, they tailored him. And then he walks out onto the street, and he knocks into this yeshiva bach. Yeshiva bach is another world, because yeshiva bach is mispor mamish that he understood taisus. And this guy's walking by, and this guy bumps into him, has the midah of teferis that he's got the perfect suit, the quarter of the tie and the kerchief, and it matches his shoes, and it matches his hat matches, everything matches. He's mispor in the whole Indian. So it's the midah of teferis. They both have the midah of teferis. The question that you have to ask yourself is, who are you jealous of at that moment? Who are you jealous of? The kid that understood Tosfos, or the guy with the $10,000 suit and she's saying, well, let me understand Tosfos and have the suit. That's America. The Baruch Shalom doesn't work because usually like that. It doesn't sometimes, but because if you care so much about Tosfos, then you don't spend an hour matching your tie. You understand? If Tysus really means that much to you, you shouldn't be spending so much time in the clothing store. You shouldn't spend that much time. That's one of the benefits of wearing Chassidus Levushim. You don't really have to. You just go in and take one off the rack. As long as it fits you, okay. Yeah. And I learned from the early stage when I went with my father to the shoe store. I remember when I was a little kid, my father would try on the shoes, and he would say, give me 3 pairs. And the same thing for me. Give for my son. I put my foot out under the thing. The shoe fits. He says, give him 3 pairs. That's how he bought shoes. I still do that. That's how I do it. That's not nafki minute. It fits. That's it. Give me a couple. When this one wears out, I just put the other one on. That's all.
Covers the 90s.
Yeah, what?
It seems good for 10 years. It's good for the 90s.
For the century. Yeah. Not, who says a decade? It's good for the century. There's no nafkimen. There's no nafkimen. Just kidding. Person goes nowadays, it's a very 9 o'clock. Person goes even to buy eyeglasses. Person could stand. He could lose his eyesight just by looking at so much fire glasses. He spends so much time looking at things. It's all a midah of teferis of his parus. It's his parus. But it's a midah of teferis, it's fallen. But it's taiv. It's good. It's good that a yid likes nice things. It's good. Because the pnimius is taiv. But really, what he should be doing, that midah of teferis, is being excited about taisus and being proud of himself that he chav taisus. Instead of, get yourself a necktie, buy yourself a suit, but don't stand there for 2 hours, or don't buy catalogs and magazines. Or I don't think men do that. I don't know if they have catalogs for men to do that. But don't sit around looking up things and figuring things out and going on the internet to see what shoe I should buy. Just get yourself dressed and learn. Go to this medrash and learn. And be mispar in the midah of teferis. But everything that a Jew does is taiv. I was not an averis. It's not an averis to buy a nice tie. But even an averis comes from the midah of hisparis. It could be, but it's the pnimis of it is kulay taiv. I will continue, Mr. Shemin.